Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Would you mind just maybe grabbing a few of the more popular denominations that people know about and giving us some distinctions between them?
Well, sure. There's quite a number of different denominations. There are Christian churches, which are very much into holiness. Of course, all churches are interested in holiness, but there's the holiness movement that grew and became a big thing, and so they're into that. There are congregational churches out there that has a lot to do with their form of church government as opposed to elder rule. There are Quaker churches out there that place a great deal of emphasis on what they call the inner light, the idea that God still speaks to us today through the human heart. It's a bit more mystical than some people, you know, other Christians would be comfortable with, but that's what they believe. And this came from the teachings of George Fox. There are fundamentalist Bible churches, which are churches that they're really kind of named after a group of books called the Fundamentals. And these are churches that really focus on Bible exposition. That's the kind of church I attend, by the way. It's a Bible church. There are Lutheran churches, which quite obviously pay a great deal of attention to Martin Luther. They do have certain distinctives, including their view of the Lord's Supper, in which the elements are said to be in, with, and under the elements. Christ is in, with, and under. That's distinct from, for example, the Roman Catholic view, which says that the elements, the wine and the bread, actually become the body of Christ at the prayer of consecration. You've got Methodist churches, which were founded upon the teachings of John Wesley. John Wesley was very methodical in his approach to Christianity, and there's kind of a distinction that should be made, because some of the Methodist churches today are more faithful to John Wesley, whereas others have taken more of a liberal slant today. There are Presbyterian churches today, which are Reformed churches. They are heavily influenced by John Calvin, for example. But here's the thing about it. You know, all of these different denominations, they do have distinctives. And when they have distinctives and they break off and they form their own groups, it's what you might call splits and mergers. But at the same time, these major denominations affirm the essential doctrines of Christianity. And when I'm talking about the essentials, I'm talking about the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He resurrected from the dead. Salvation is based on faith in Christ. Now, some denominations might go a little bit beyond that and add some other things into the mix. But on the essentials, pretty much, most of these denominations have quite a bit of agreement. And it's basically on a lot of the non-essentials where there are differences among them. And so what I recommend that people do is to make sure that the doctrinal statement of the church lines up with the Bible.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.